Scientists have isolated the organism that causes a dangerous new type of pneumonia. They believe they know what kind of germ it is, and they've developed a diagnostic test for it. Infectious disease specialists say that sets a new standard for rapid response. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, was unknown before February 1st. Now it's been diagnosed in nearly 400 patients from South Asia to North America to Europe. At least 11 have died. In the past few days, research from several labs indicates SARS may be caused by a cousin of measles, mumps, and a related virus called metapneumonia that itself was discovered only a couple of years ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says the findings look persuasive.
It certainly isn't a total complete mystery the way it was early on, because there was some emerging evidence of what it is. Not definitive yet, but some emerging evidence of what it is.
New human diseases always attract attention, but Barry Bloom, dean of the Harvard School of Public Health, says the most extraordinary aspect of the SARS story so far is how almost a dozen laboratories around the world have worked together to find quick answers.
The fact that 11 laboratories could be brought together in 3 weeks to identify and perhaps culture and develop or be on the way to developing a test for a new virus is unprecedented.
Scientists are confident the new test will be available to researchers worldwide within days. This first-generation test can't diagnose patients with SARS until they've been infected long enough to develop antibodies. That probably takes about a week. But now research can go forward on a test that could detect the SARS virus before patients have antibodies. The fast results reflect a remarkable absence of the usual rivalry among researchers. Bloom says bioterrorism helps explain scientists' response to the new disease, even though no one thinks bioterrorism had anything to do with it.
We wouldn't be as organized were it not have been the fear of bioterrorism. The fact that laboratories understand the potential of destruction and the need to collaborate and have networks and communications and expertise organized in advance. Otherwise, we're tremendously vulnerable.
Laboratory advances are only part of the story. Practical steps by public health authorities and hospitals around the world have kept the new disease from spreading as rapidly as it might have. But Bloom cautions against complacency.
There are places in this world that don't have access to masks and respirators and isolation facilities and good ventilation, where it could still wreak great harm.
One of those places is Vietnam, which has reported 63 SARS cases and 2 deaths. The State Department advises Americans not to go to Vietnam, and it's offered to fly diplomats' families home. That's because the country lacks basic supplies needed to contain SARS.
Vietnam is not a wealthy country. It's got a very amazingly good public health structure in places. I think they're going to have material needs that we should think very seriously about helping out with very quickly.
The Harvard dean says it could be one of the smartest public health investments America could make, because no national boundary can contain a virus for long. Richard Knox, NPR News.